Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
That sums it up.
I'm so tired.
We learned there's a lot we don't know today.
There's a lot that, you know, I think just time spent on the road will help. But, yeah, maybe we jumped a little too high today.
Yeah, so it's day two. We had what was supposed to be a relatively short drive, about 3 hours. And then we're actually we're in Minneapolis. We're going to stow the trailer for the week while I run a conference and some other stuff. And the plan was to just throw it into our friend Jeff's backyard for the week.
Which sounds like super fun party, right? He has the space.
Totally has the space.
He has the attitude.
Yeah.
His whole family is a fun-loving group of people that are awesome. And it just was like, that is the best.
Yeah. It's like easy. He's like, I have this huge space in my backyard.
He measured it. He sent pictures. I mean, it was all good. And it really... probably any other time would be good, but maybe not like
literally the second day we've really ever driven it.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
because it turns out moving a trailer forward is very different than moving it backward, and having to navigate a surprisingly tight space. That was a very thin alley.
Because he has a good size space for it, but if a regularly small alley size. Yeah. I mean, alleys are small. They're narrow.
But this one was extra narrow.
It was extra narrow.
So that's a narrower alley than a Chicago alley for sure.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that the first time I just like jammed it into the alley and almost took out an electrical pole. Because I was just like, I'm doing it. And I was like pumped up. Here's the thing. We got a lot of heart. We got a lot of heart, but we don't have a lot of experience.
No.
And heart is great.
So.
It gets you going, but it doesn't always, it doesn't always pan out.
No, it does not. So it took us about 3 hours to drive here, 3.5 hours to drive here. We actually beat them home, and so there was actually this great spot around the corner from their house that we just kind of threw it in. We dry walked the whole space. We were like, this is a little tight, but I think, you know, every piece of logic says we should be able to get it in there. And then they came home at about 5, mm-hmm. and we started the job.
And luckily, our friend took like... our awesome friend Laurel took like
the kids
and our insane dog and just like took them out of the equation, which was amazing. And just for like ever she took them, which was so nice of her. And
3 hours later we put the trailer right back where we had found a spot for it, because we couldn't do it. We could not get it in.
We couldn't do it. And we spent 3 hours trying. Yeah. So it's not like we didn't try.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to call it. That's the thing. Sometimes you got to say, we got it. I mean, here's the good news. Okay? You want to hear some good news?
I'm in. Bring me good news.
We did not crash into any of the neighbor's garages.
We did
or
not.
Our friend Jeff's garage.
There were a lot of garages that we could have crashed, and we crashed none of them.
There were some close calls. Mm-hmm. Hopefully none of their neighbors are listening to this.
Probably not.
There were some bushes that got smushed down that we kind of had to fluff up afterwards.
Yep.
Some trash cans had to be moved, that kind of thing. But we didn't actually hit anything.
No.
So.
And we also didn't get stuck.
And we didn't get stuck. And there were some times where we.
I really thought.
Really thought that was it. Like, what do you do? What do you do?
There were two separate times that I thought we were going to get wedged in a way that we were not going to be able to get out of.
It was also like just a series of emotional roller coasters. And like everybody was kind of riding different waves, yeah. You know, or different part. We were at different parts of the wave. Like, and sometimes it was like, this is awesome. We're going to do this. And then it was like, someone was like kind of having doubts. And then it was like full blown stop. And yeah, it was a lot of that, like cycle and cycle, yeah. And cycle and cycle and cycle. And so we were so close.
We were, but so also close. So far.
That's the thing. An inch can be it like, was, it might as well be a mile.
Oh my God. It because, was something.
Yeah. Anyway, and we had thing, to call it, and it was yeah. very sad.
And the thing that was bummed is by the time we were done, we were so fried out that...
Here's the thing.
Like, we're trying to visit with friends that we haven't seen in a while, and like... Oh.
It's hard. I don't know what I said. I hope I could talk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I was fried before we started that, so that was yeah. something. Yeah, driving into the city was interesting.
You were a champ.
went okay.
Once again, you did the whole drive.
And the drive was good.
And we had a number of firsts. First time getting gas.
Yeah, that was...
With the trailer attached.
That was more stressful than I had anticipated.
Yeah. We actually did back up the trailer at the campsite when we left today.
Yeah.
One of the camp hosts came shooting over in his little golf cart and he was like, we have a situation down the street, so I'm going to have you back out instead of pull
He's
out.
Like, how are you backing up?
And I literally like, went, he no? went, he went, how are y'all backing up? And I went, not.
Yeah, we just don't.
And he was like, well, I'll help you. And he just like called you, fine. Told you exactly how to turn.
Yeah, I mean, as you said at one point in the alley, we needed that guy because we need somebody who really had the confidence to, and just understood
and
how
understanding
it moves.
The physics
Here's the thing,
of it.
It's like opposite world.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as just maneuvering a car, obviously, stating the obvious, but it behaves very differently.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. Anyway, we have a lot to learn.
I mean, as I was saying to our friends when we were done, like, we don't know enough to even know what we don't know.
I know, because if we knew more, we wouldn't have tried that.
Right.
We would have understood it was well outside of our skill set.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Yeah.
And we would have tried.
And also we would have realized, like, you know what, driving and navigating through a city
is enough.
Is not great
either.
And
that's enough.
And so maybe find a place outside the city to just throw it.
Yeah.
If you're coming into a city.
Yeah, we need to store it for a week. So
now we got to wake up.
Yeah. We're going to wake up.
First thing in the morning.
We're going to go to a storage place. We're going to store it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lesson learned. It's on the street tonight. Hope it's okay. I hope nothing happens to it. I hope no neighbors are mad.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, I was thinking, and I even said to you earlier, there are not many people that we could have gone through that experience with and had such a remarkably pleasant time,
it's
considering.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Jeff's
true.
The best.
Jeff is the best.
So we had some bonding experience. I got some funny pictures of you guys in the backup camera, like trying to figure out how to solve this puzzle.
Yeah. And failing.
And failing miserably. But you know what? Even that, you know, at least we called it before any real damage besides to our egos and our brains was done.
It was mostly the brains.
It's just
I don't really have any trucking ego to bruise at this point.
Well, I do. I wanted to anyway, but now that's like, a little humility. It's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay.
Anyway.
That was day two.
Day two. Kind of a low point.
We're going to have to bounce
so
back
we're
from 50-50
right now. If we keep this rate up, we're going to have 30 really terrible days.
I hope that's not the case. Maybe, I think, you know, we just need to maybe ramp our expectations down a little in terms of the fancy dancing we can do in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it really boils down to let's just try to go 4%.
Let's never go backwards. Is that possible? Ever. Only forward. It's a good motto for life.
It's true.
Always move forward, never go backwards. I mean, it's
definitely, that's what we're doing this summer. Metaphorically, so why not physically as well?
We're going to try. We'll try. Hey, yeah, okay.
Only 4%.
We're going to avoid alleys and cities for a while.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, we don't have a lot of cities on our plate, but...
We have a few, but not many. And we've got a break.
I am so fried.
I am so tired that I'm at the point where I don't remember how to sleep or like think I can. So let's hope that changes soon.
All right.
That's it. We Day two. Call it. We had to call it just like we had to call that alley situation.
We're sometimes. Calling
sometimes
it.
You got to call it and it's just done.
Dunzo.
Done.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.